Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. We don't yet know what it is or what it was supposed to be doing. We don't even know where it came from. We do know the Pentagon shot it down off the northern coast of Alaska.
The Defense Department had been tracking the object over Alaskan airspace for more than 24 hours. Former Defense Secretary Mark Esper told CBS News.
What's different about this object that entered the airspace today is it came in from the north, as compared to the Chinese spy balloon that came in from the southwest along the Aleutians last week.
Prior to the incident, American fighter jets shot down what was a suspected Chinese spy balloon off the coast of South Carolina a week ago. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Now to southern Turkey. Correspondent Chris Lifsey is watching ongoing efforts to find people still alive there as time runs out on rescue efforts after this week's deadly earthquakes. More than 22,000 deaths are blamed on them. That count is increasing.
In Turkey's southeastern city of Adıyaman, they now live among the rubble. Hope is beginning to slip through the ragged fingers they've been digging with. Among those still missing, Gulsar Un. She just turned 52 on Saturday. İpek is her sister.
Do you have any hope left that your sister might still be alive?
Maybe if they started digging 1 or 2 days earlier, she says, but there was no help.
As the first anniversary of Russia's invasion and war approaches, Ukraine says Russia has now launched a major new wave of aerial attacks. With more on that, the BBC's David Harper.
Explosions have been heard in the Russian-occupied city of Melitopol in southern Ukraine. A Russian-appointed official said Ukrainian armed forces had targeted the city using multiple launch rocket systems, but air defenses had destroyed most of the missiles. The Ukrainian mayor of Melitopol said the city was trembling from strong explosions. On Friday evening, several Ukrainian regions issued alerts about incoming Russian drones.
Back here from Memphis, word of a new lawsuit for alleged police misconduct by a man jailed after a violent encounter with the same five police officers who now face criminal charges in the death of Tyree Nichols.
Internal disciplinary documents obtained by CBS News reveal more about the officer's encounter with Nichols. Demetrius Haley can be heard shouting that Nichols tried to grab one of the officer's guns. Justin Smith and Tadarius Bean are accused of punching Nichols several times and holding his arms while other officers assaulted him. Smith was the only officer to defend his actions on the record, stating that he propped Nichols up against the squad car after the violent struggle so he could breathe better and called for medical assistance.
That is CBS News correspondent Elise Preston. And at the White House on Friday, there was a meeting of President Biden and the President of Brazil. They were comparing notes on how the two huge American democracies were tested in recent riots following elections contested by the losers with false claims. This is CBS.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Douglas LaFollette, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Good to be here, Mike. Across the country, in most every state, the Secretary of State is the person who is in charge of the election. And we've seen lots of hanky-panky in Florida back during the Al Gore elections, in Ohio and Georgia and Arizona and Michigan.
We appreciate you coming around, sir.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It is the Monday after the first Packers game, and I think everyone right now is licking their wounds.
But I do love that you're leading with "The Bears Still Suck" as the intro song. I mean, we're already on to week two.
Why are we not good at the season opener?
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM, The Shaw.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the second hour of our program. The pro-Western president of Moldova, which is a former Soviet state that a long strip of which is of that country is along the western border of Ukraine, is stepping down today. Natalia Gavrilita, who is an economist, she's been prime minister for 2 years. The elections gave a strong pro-Western majority in parliament. So this is probably not going to change the course of Moldova, supporting the West against Putin. But apparently what provoked this is that Putin has cut off natural gas to the country. And Ilyan M. Shor, a convicted fraudster and fugitive billionaire, has been using his money to pay street protesters in Moldova. So she's got a real crisis on her hands here, and she's just packing it in and saying, okay, I'm out of here. Meanwhile, in the United States House of Representatives, 10 Republicans have just come out and said, actually 11 Republicans have just come out and introduced legislation to end U.S. aid to Ukraine. I'm not kidding you, not making this up. Matt Gaetz, Rosendale, the members of Congress, Mr. Rosendale, Mr. Moore, Ms. Miller, Mr. Massey, of course, Thomas Massey, he's the guy who thinks that we should, he's like preparing for the apocalypse. Representative Luna, the one I was just telling you about, who campaigned on being Jewish, and then she campaigned on being Hispanic, and maybe is neither, and then campaigned on her mother dying of AIDS, and no, she didn't, but quack. Congressman Norman, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Paul Gosar, Andy Biggs, and Bang Bang Boebert. Whatever happened with that deal with her husband who whipped out his penis to a teenager in a bowling alley or something, got arrested for it? Maybe they're still married, I don't know. Anyhow, those guys want to end our support for Ukraine. You might want to let them know what you think of that. The number for all of their offices is 202-224-3121. It's pretty outrageous stuff, you know? Very outrageous. Okay, my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is titled How Trump Could Make a Bird Flu Pandemic More Deadly Than COVID. And, you know, I mentioned this a week ago, and it's worth revisiting. The bird flu is H5N1 virus, and it has popped up among egg-laying chickens, but it has now spread to, they just found some dead seals. It has shown up in 920 counties across all 50 states here in the United States. It's now spread to wild birds. 863 people, according to the World Health Organization, have contracted this from birds. 456 of them have died. That's a 52.8% fatality rate. Ebola, by comparison, kills 40% of people. Now, the concern is that this is going to jump into humans. It's already jumped into mink, bears, and seals, and of course, wild birds. And if it jumps into humans, the odds are that it won't remain that lethal. It won't kill half of all the people who get it. Diseases, viruses that are that virulent, like Ebola, tend to be self-limiting because they kill their hosts so quickly and they freak people out. But even if it went down to 2.5% lethality instead of 52.8%, which is where it's at right now, even if it went down to 2.5%, that would be where the Spanish flu was of 1918. COVID, by comparison, is 1.4% lethal among unvaccinated people. So that's the problem that we're facing, is this virus, and it has not yet acquired the ability to be transmitted from one person to another. But all it would take is for the virus to infect a person who already has regular flu, which contains the gene for that human-to-human transmission, and for that gene to jump to the virus, and boom, you've got a new human flu, a human H5N1 flu. And that could be very bad news. That could be very, very dangerous. And it would be doubly dangerous here in the United States. And the reason for that is that back before the Trump administration, the majority of Americans actually believed medical science. The vast majority of Americans, in fact, believed their doctors. They believed science. They trusted the CDC and the FDA. They believed that things were right. But Donald Trump, when he was president, wanted to get people back to work, particularly after the April 7th headline that said that, you know, more black people were dying from COVID than white people. And that was kind of the turning point for, it wasn't kind of, that was the turning point for the Trump administration. After that, they were like, let's get back to work. Because, you know, he had an election coming and he wanted the economy to be vibrant. And in fact, the only executive order he used, under the Defense Production Act, was not to make tests or to make masks. It was to force black and brown workers back into slaughterhouses. And... This is what he did. And as a result of all of his efforts to get people back to work by trash talking Anthony Fauci, I mean, right after this headline appeared, he called for Anthony Fauci to be prosecuted on a tweet. So all of this stuff where he's trash talking the CDC, trash talking the FDA, now trash talking the vaccines, all of that has led to Americans no longer trusting, you know, only 27% of Republicans today trust the CDC. Only 34% of Republicans even trust their own doctors. It used to be like with Democrats, 80-90% of Republicans trusted their doctors and trusted the CDC. So now if we get a bad pandemic and the CDC or the federal government comes out and says, okay, here's the vaccine. Let's do a mass vaccination program. Let's try to stop this pandemic before it starts. Ain't going to happen, right? They just ain't going to happen. So this could be really, really dangerous, all because Donald Trump and his racism and his desire to continue as emperor of America, or even, expand that to become emperor of America. You can read the whole story over at HartmanReport.com, including, with links to all the pieces of it. There is a provision in the United States Constitution, it's Article 6, Section 3, which says that there shall be no religious test for holding a job, basically, in the United States of America. No religious test. In fact, it says, quote, no religious test shall ever be required as a qualification to any office or public trust under the United States. Well, public trust includes being in the military. And now we've got this new regulation from the Navy. It's OPNAV-INST 1731F, Religious Ministry in the Navy. It was issued last November. And it says that the new job of commanders is spiritual readiness. And new members of the Navy are now, quote, required to offer new check-ins the opportunity to complete a religious needs assessment, which is, essentially a religious test. What is your religion? All this kind of stuff. And if you decline to do it, then they know that you don't have a religion, which is, another kind of test. I find this totally bizarre. We have heard, you know, we had Mikey Weinstein on here years ago. Really should get him back on about, you know, what's going on with the Air Force Academy. His son went through the Air Force Academy. Mikey and his son are Jewish, and his son was just harassed to no end for being Jewish by this these right-wing Christians who had essentially taken over the Air Force Academy. It's just remarkable. I mean, it's bad stuff. One last story I want to share with you real quickly, and then we'll get back to Anything Goes Friday and your calls. Biden has been saying, okay, Republicans, if you want to, hold up the debt ceiling in exchange for cutting spending, tell me what spending you want cut. And, you know, it had been that they were talking about Medicare and Medicaid, but he kind of backed him into a corner on that. So now they've come out and said, okay, Brendan Doyle, the Democrat from Pennsylvania, says that this is a needless attack on the vulnerable, but they have laid it on the table. Jody Arrington, a Republican from Texas, is the chair of the House Budget Committee, and he put forward $780 billion in spending cuts. Half of that is ending Joe Biden's program to give $10,000 of debt relief to people with student loans. So if you have student loans, the Republicans' official message to you is the middle finger. And the other half of that is cutting programs like electric vehicle funding, affordable care subsidies, food for low-income people, food stamps. I mean, because, you know, low-income people don't need to eat. Just whip them a little harder, and they'll keep working. It's just breathtaking. You wonder what this is going to do for Jody Arrington's, for his political future. This Republican from Texas, who's the chair of the House Budget Committee, who's pitching this. I think Brendan Boyle, the Democrat from Pennsylvania, said it right. He said, why is it that whenever tough choices are required, Republicans want working families and children to make the sacrifice? Why not keep our children fed and families healthy and instead work with Democrats to ensure the wealthy pay their fair share of taxes? There's also the military budget. Arrington's proposed cuts, $780 billion in cuts, don't include one penny out of the military budget. Surprise, surprise. Okay, back to your calls. It is Anything Goes Friday here on the Tom Hartman Program. We'll pick up your phone calls in just a moment on the other side of this break. Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. We'll be right back with you.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And it's the home of the political revolution. Stay with us. You know, you could do the flowers thing again this Valentine's Day, but watching them droop and get dumped is no fun. Or you could give something so incredibly thoughtful, the two of you will love it year-round. I'm talking about my favorite, the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding on the planet from Cozy Earth. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, including the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. And Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. That's huge. So is the fact that Cozy Earth customers append over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website. And did I mention the Cozy Earth bedding is temperature regulating, so you'll sleep more comfortably year-round? Louise and I sure do. Whether it's their luxury sheets available in five awesome colors, loungewear, pajamas, or premium waffle bath towels, your sweetheart will love you for. Save 35% on Cozy Earth bedding now. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, and save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, CozyEarth.com. Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at hartmanreport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, hartmanreport.com.
On the air, call mom. Okay, welcome back. Did I say that on the air? Yes, I did. Okay, I'm sorry about texting my daughter, who might be joining me on my trip to Michigan. Anyhow, it's Anything Goes Friday. Picking up your calls, Kino in Lakeland, Florida. Hey, Kino, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Just real quick, want to talk about the French people. And that last week I talked about, you know, for a master's degree research paper, I came to a hypothesis that 80% of the population cannot see, do not have the mental ability to perceive future problems and dangers in the future. And right now, the president of France, Macron, wants to change the retirement age from 62 to 64, and close 70% of the people the polls indicate are just cannot see the danger. Now, the question is, is it true or not that France has a financial problem? But Macron is trying to be a leader and say, we make a little bit of a sacrifice, people, for the good of the future, and they're resisting him no end. Now, does that not possibly prove my hypothesis that 80% of the population cannot see the future? And in the future, I want to talk with you about possible scenarios of civilizational collapse. Okay. I'm reading Paul Ehrlich's book right now, but right now, if 80% of the people cannot see future dangers, isn't that a problem for a democracy to make the changes that need to be made to collapse?
If you know, I think you're extrapolating from what's going on in France. I think you're drawing a conclusion that's not justified. What's going on in France, if my reading of it is correct, and we probably should get our Cole Stangler on, and you know, we've got a buddy in France who lives there and is a reporter for Al Jazeera, and you know, he comes on our show from time to time, and he could tell us what's going on. But my understanding of it is that, you know, Macron is a neoliberal. He's if he was in the United States right now, he'd be a kind of a Mitt Romney Republican. And what he's trying to do is avoid raising taxes on rich people in France. The problem that they're having is that their equivalent of our social security system is running low on cash. And he has a choice. He can raise taxes, and it won't be a huge tax increase. My understanding is it would be a 5 or 10% increase over what, you know, they're currently paying, which might end up being actually an additional 2 or 3 or 4%. He could raise taxes on rich people, or he could cut retirement benefits. And he's choosing to cut retirement benefits. And the people are really seriously pissed about it. And, so I get it.
Let me ask you this. In the future, in a democracy, to make sacrifices for needed changes to avoid collapsed civilization, might it be necessary to ask people to make sacrifices? And if 80%
yes,
of people cannot see
but this is not the sacrifice they need to make.
Problem?
The sacrifice they might need to make to avoid civilizational collapse would be the sacrifices that have to do with climate change. That's where your genuine civilizational collapse threat, exists. Arguably, there's one around nuclear war as well, but I think, frankly, the biggest change is that, climate change is going to produce disasters. There is speculation. There was a piece in one of the science journals I read day before yesterday that the earthquake in Turkey might have been. Now, it's kind of just like, we're expecting the big one here in the Pacific Northwest. It's going to happen eventually, right? And the eventually happened to Turkey this week. But one of the things that's going on is that up in the mountains, where there used to be glaciers that weighed, hundreds of millions of tons, these glaciers have melted. And the same thing is happening in Greenland. I mean, Greenland, the surface of Greenland, the landmass is actually lifted out of the ocean by several inches over the last couple of years because the glaciers are melting into the ocean and that weight is not holding it down. Well, when you have landmasses where you've got hundreds of millions, in some cases billions of pounds of weight, going away from those land masses or being transferred to the ocean, and now you've got weight redistributed around the planet, that increases tectonic activity. The plates moving against each other and volcanic eruptions and earthquakes. And so climate change is actually driving some earthquakes. I mean, this is known now. So, I think that the challenge is not whether you can retire at 62. The challenge is, how rapidly are we going to transition toward green power? And what's that going to cost and those kind of things? Kino, I got to run, but thank you for the call. It is 27 minutes past the hour. It's Anything Goes Friday. Back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be right back. 27 minutes past the hour. It's the place where despair is not an option.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
CBS News Brief. Unlike that Chinese balloon that floated across the U.S. before it was shot down a week ago, the U.S. military shot down something along the northern Alaska coast yesterday.
It was not immediately identified by the Pentagon as a balloon. Could have been a drone. It was traveling at an altitude commonly used by commercial aircraft and therefore deemed a threat.
Military analyst Jeff McCausland. The latest on the catastrophic Mideast earthquakes earlier this week. Casualties now numbering more than 22,000.
Monday's earthquakes flattened entire neighborhoods. Now tens of thousands of people camp out in the bitter cold, with many afraid to return home, even if their buildings still stand.
Correspondent Ian Lee, a man jailed after a violent encounter with the same five Memphis police officers who now face criminal charges in the death of Tyree Nichols, is suing for alleged police misconduct.
Attorneys for the five charged officers had no comment on the lawsuit. They are due in court on the criminal charges next week.
Correspondent Elise Preston, CBS News Brief. I'm Tom Foti.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Monday mornings at 8 on the Shaw and on the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in mind of Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in mind of Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire 3-hour podcast is available over at tomhartman.com. For me, going online without ExpressVPN is like using my smartphone without a protective case. I mean, you know, most of the time you're probably fine, but all it takes is one accidental drop to make you wish you'd protected yourself. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, your online data is not secured. Any hacker on the same network can steal your personal data. It doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. A smart 12-year-old could do it, and your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 a person selling personal information on the dark web. I've used ExpressVPN for almost a decade now because it creates a secure encrypted tunnel between my device and the internet so my sensitive data can't be stolen. You should be doing the same. ExpressVPN is so easy to use. You just fire up the app and click one button to get protected. It works on all your devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more. Go to expressvpn.com/Tom to get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/THOM, expressvpn.com/Tom. And welcome back, 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls. Patrick in East Lansing, Michigan. Hey, Patrick, what's up?
Oh, hey, Tom. I wanted to comment on the State of the Union and DeSantis saying in his video that he wants to eliminate Social Security, but you know, I was kind of taken aback because my daughter got her first paycheck in high school at her first job, and they were taking so much out for Social Security and withholding. It was just shocking to her. So I had to tell her the story about how Reagan cut taxes on the wealthy in 81, biggest tax cut in 70 years for the wealthy, and that cut like 3% of our revenue for the federal government. And then they proceeded to raise withholding taxes on working people, middle-class taxes, to make up exactly the tax cuts on the rich.
Yep.
So I had to have...
It wasn't even exactly,
like,
actually, because they ended up deficit spending anyway.
Yeah, Justin Fox on Bloomberg traces it out, and the seven tax increases went to the middle class, and it made up the 2.9% of revenue losses. But, you know, then we're sitting there watching TV, and Susie Orman is telling us how to save for retirement. And it's a joke because she says if you save $5,000 a year at age 22, you get $1 million when you retire. But if you start at 32, you end up with $500,000. And so we got 40% of our Americans who can't retire without totally relying on Social Security.
Right.
You know, stagnant wages, low wages, the high taxes we just talked about, and all the debt, the student debt, the auto debt, the whatever. So basically, the young kids paying in their 20s who can't save or loaded up with debt are staring at these taxes. And they know they're being told there won't be any Social Security, and they see their parents and older people who can't retire into the good life.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting here thinking, this is completely broken, and there's got to be a simple solution. And the solution I'd offer to you and to Joe Biden, and that we should all be saying all the time every week, is to raise the cap on income that's subject to tax. And the reason is, and I looked it up while I was waiting for this call to the Congressional Research Service from December of 2021, and I was kind of shocked. It used to be 90% of earnings were taxed. It's down to 83%. If we just get it to 90% by raising the cap from 147,000, guess what? We make Social Security actually able to fund all of its trust fund debts for 35 years.
Right, which is essentially forever in budget speak. Yeah.
But there's one other thing I have to say, and this is simple, okay? I know Joe Biden, I worked in Delaware when he was advocating raising the interest rates on credit cards. He advocated stripping out protections for student loan debt so we have debt zombies.
Oh, I know. The 2005.
Okay, so.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, but there was Mother Jones did a whole article on the 12 things he gave the banks. Get rid of Glass-Steagall, set up the financial crisis, takes away our wealth and our home.
Right.
But here's what I say. I accept that Joe Biden can become a different politician. We have to tell Joe Biden he supported the wrong cap, which is raising the cap to bleed us so we'd retire into poverty. And because of that, he needs to say, raise the cap. And he didn't say it at State of the Union. Instead, he's got 25 years, look it up, of supporting cuts in Social Security benefits, reducing COLA, raising retirement age. He was all down with Simpson-Bowles. John Kerry was, Al Gore, Hillary
Clinton. He was a creature of the banks. I mean, Delaware is the headquarters of a bunch of the largest banks in the country, and he was a creature of the banks for years and years and years. But I really believe he's left that behind. I agree,
but he's not saying raise the cap. And I would say you need to say it, and it is the one-size-fits-all answer.
Yeah.
And it gets the donor class to pay their fair share.
Yeah, Yeah, I'm with you. I'm completely with you, Patrick. Patrick, thank you. David, Woodland Hills, California. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Thank you, Guru. I have a quick statement and then a question. Joe Biden's speech was a grand slam by America's granddad, and I would hope that this would help to usher back in the reverence for elders' wisdom that we used to have. And my question is, I've read that the English healthcare system is in a bit of a crisis, and the Republicans will use this to trash universal healthcare. My question is, what is the problem and what is the solution?
In the UK?
Yeah, their
their national healthcare system. You know, they have not had a liberal government in a long, long time, and all these conservatives come in, and what they do is they cut funding to the National Health Service. They're taking big bucks from, in many cases, American insurance companies who have a footprint in the UK, and American hospital groups, who are moving all over to Europe, and now that you also have some large European hospital, private hospital groups. And the conservatives and Rishi Sunak, if I'm remembering his name correctly, is no different than Maggie Thatcher and the rest of them, and Boris Johnson. They're all gung ho to privatize the National Health Service, and so it's been the death of 1,000 paper cuts, basically, or being pecked to death by baby ducks. Pick your crummy metaphor. That's what's been going on.
Their equivalent of health Medicare Advantage.
The National Health Service is their equivalent of Medicare, and
what the conservatives are doing. I mean, what the conservatives are doing is privatizing it like Medicare Advantage.
They're trying to, yes, absolutely, yes. And they want to expand the private programs, outside of the National Health Service. They started out by saying, you can go outside this system if you're wealthy and you pay, privately. And then they expanded insurance, allowed insurance to participate in that. And now they want to extend it to basically everybody. Because fact check this on me, because I'm not 100% confident that what I'm telling you is 100% accurate, but it's probably at least 90% accurate. There was a fascinating, by the way, apropos of that, there was a study that was reported last night on Chris Hayes' show the conservative podcasts, specifically Steve Bannon's podcast, was 11 times more likely to provide people with misinformation than progressive podcasts. I thought that was fascinating. I need to look it up and see if I'm included in the progressive podcast. But in any case, that's how it's being played out in the UK, as far as I know. And it's a tragedy, because the National Health Service there, the NHS, is historically the kind of the crown jewel of the United Kingdom. So that's what's going on. David, thank you for the call. Sam in Stone Mountain, Georgia. Hey, Sam, what's up?
How you doing, Professor?
Good.
To you and your family out there.
Yeah.
There are some things I would like to ask you, because I really don't know, and I'm confused with Ron DeSantis and what's going on in Florida. He's taken away Black history. He's taken away gays' rights. He's taken away women's rights and other things. Shouldn't this be going to the Supreme Court, or the Black caucus should step in to find out why is he stopping the teaching of Black history? Also,
before we move to the also, Sam, what would be the basis to take that to the Supreme Court? What unconstitutional action is DeSantis doing? It's not against the law to be a bigot.
It's like taking people's rights. It's just their rights. And
so you would say that he's taking away the rights of students to a good education? That's not in the U.S. Constitution. That's typically in state constitutions.
See, I don't know any of this. That's why I'm asking you.
Yeah, that would be
also
probably the way to do it.
Also, Black history is really for African Americans to learn who they were, who they came from, and that's the teaching that we need. I get a lot of it from the Black Eagle and every day, and also I learned two people. Yes, I learned two people from in. elementary school, there was George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. Now, why they didn't teach me black history then? Okay, I'm just confused. I can't understand how this man could take rights. And you could tell me off the air, please.
No, okay, thank you, Sam. I'm not sure that anything DeSantis is doing is a violation of the federal Constitution. And if anybody thinks that there is something he's doing that is federally unconstitutional, I'd love to hear it. I do think that he's violating the state constitution, which grants children a right to an education. Whether that would be positively adjudicated, whether the Florida Supreme Court, which is stacked with Republicans, would go along with that, I'm very, very skeptical. So I'm guessing that nobody's suing because they just don't think it would work. I would add, Sam, that, you know, while I think it's really important that black kids have access to black history to understand, you know, where they came from and what the history of their people is, essentially, you know, I hope that sounds, you know, right to say it that way. I think white people need to know this too, to have some empathy for, you know, for their black brothers and sisters, and you know, and also we need to be teaching the history of Native Americans and Hispanic Americans and Asian Americans. I mean, you know, we've got a bunch of groups in this country that are regularly, you know, put down or crapped on by white nationalists and white racists and, you know, the people like Ron DeSantis, and frankly, all of them should have their histories taught in our schools, but particularly black history. This is the one area that the Republicans are going after aggressively. It's wrong. It's just wrong.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the Weapons of Mass Deception. It's 46 minutes past the hour. Back with your calls. Explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, you'll discover Civil War history you've only read about. Savor delicious Cajun cuisine in New Orleans and experience the roots of rock and roll firsthand in Memphis aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax on your private balcony, taking in the scenery as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmanReport.com.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, the undeclared war against the middle class and what we can do about it, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening.
Want something really special for your guy this Valentine's Day? Put the man back in romance with a fun and flirty gift from ManCrates.com. ManCrates.com has hundreds of totally unique gifts he's going to truly love, like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate with a personalized decanter. Yes, they will put his name right on that decanter. Matching tumblers, ice sphere molds, and more. Who wouldn't love a whiskey appreciation crate? I certainly would. ManCrates.com packs his gift in unforgettable experiences like sealed crates he gets to open with a crowbar, or a heart-shaped box of delicious jerky like whiskey maple or root beer habanero. Personalization is free, as I mentioned, and every gift comes with a full satisfaction guarantee. Not only that, I can get you 20% off. Just use that code LOVE20, L-O-V-E-2-0, at mancrates.com to save 20% on orders over $99. That's code LOVE20 at mancrates.com. Welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls, Patricia in Phoenix. Hey, Patricia, what's on your mind today?
Hang on a sec. Yeah, you go for it. Hello?
Hello, Patricia. You're on the air.
Hi, good day and good health.
Thank you.
I'm calling about the tax code and the categories and how inequitable they are. We always talk about the taxing the rich, but we never talk about the inequities under $500,000 in the tax code.
Oh, the people making between $100,000 a year and probably $600,000 or $700,000 a year are the ones who are really getting soaked because they're paying the full load. They're paying the 30% or 40% or 50%, you know, state and federal combined income taxes. Once you get, you know, above $1 million a year in income, you can move stuff around to the point that your income, but it depends on your circumstances of employment. But basically, you know, lawyers and surgeons and doctors and whatnot, They're getting soaked, absolutely.
I'm talking about the part where it jumps from 10% to 10 to 12, and then 12 to 20, what is it, 20 or 22? So it's not, there's no equity under 500,000 because of the tax rate jumps. If it's good enough to raise it 2% here, why are you raising it now 10%? In the next category.
Because we have a progressive income tax.
2%.
And also it's important to remember, Patricia, that even somebody making $1 million a year on their first, and these are not accurate numbers, but
right,
you know, kind
exactly.
of for example, on their first $10,000, they're only paying nothing. On their second $10,000 to $20,000 or $25,000 a year, they're paying the 5% or 10% or whatever it is. On their third $10,000 or $20,000, you get up to around $30,000 or $40,000 a year. You know, at each stage, that income is taxed at that level. So they don't start paying, you know, the 37% tax rate until they get above these really, really high numbers. And it used to be that, you know, they didn't start paying the 91% tax rate until they started making over what would be in today's dollars about $1 million a year. Of course, Reagan did put an end to that. But that's called progressive taxation. That's how it's supposed to work.
I don't understand why the progression is unequal.
Because the theory is that low-income people cannot afford to pay as much in taxes, and higher-income people can afford to pay more in taxes. And high-income people have benefited more from the government programs that allow business to function, that facilitate the function of business in the United States. And so high-income people using more of the resources of our country and benefiting more from the resources of our country should pay more into it. That's the rationale. Patricia, I need to move along. Norma in Montgomery. Hey, Norma, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. How are you doing?
Good. What's up?
Yeah. Okay. When it comes to democracy, there are two things that are absolutely mandatory to be able to have a functioning democracy. The first one is an educated, literate population. And when you destroy education or make education, particularly upper levels, impossible to acquire, you have a population that does not understand how your government works. The second thing is that people have to have enough money to be able to take care of themselves without working 80 hours a week. And this is where low wages are hurting us. Contract employers, they don't even pay the matching Social Security contribution, which will hurt us down the road. And a lot of people who are contract employees don't understand that they have to pay their federal and state taxes out of that and pay their portion of Social Security, unemployment, and workman's comp. They don't understand that this is their own responsibility because they're not educated to get it. But when you have people who earn enough money to where they're not spending every hour of the day working just to get by, then they have time to turn around and look and see what is going on and participate in the government and participate in whether or not what type of elections and what kind of people we're going to elect. But when you don't have educated people and you have people working too many hours, they are deprived of their rights just to be free enough to run for an office. They don't have time, they don't have the money, and they don't even know how.
Right.
And this is what is destroying our country from the inside out.
I think you're right.
If they can't buy a house because they got outbid by a foreign investment, we have to put a stop to the sale of the United States.
I agree.
Because we're not going to own our country.
I agree. You and I have been singing this song for a long time, Norma. Hopefully soon politicians will start. You know, California, there's a bill that was introduced in the California legislature yesterday to ban Chinese investors from buying land near military bases. I think it should go, you know, statewide. Norma, I got to run, but thank you for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Vet bills piling up? Temporary prescriptions not cutting it? When your pet has an unscratchable itch, dull coat, or fur loss, you do everything you can to help. But the truth is, these issues start with their food. Sometimes pets just need a little something to balance out their bowl. Dinovite nutritional supplements add essential nutrients to mealtime to support a healthy digestive tract, skin and coat, and immune system. Because when your pet is their healthiest self, they're also their happiest self.
We were at a loss until we tried Dinovite. After just a few weeks, Maggie stopped all the itching and shedding. She had a healthy, shiny coat. Just a huge relief for all of us, but especially Maggie.
Get a free probiotics booster with your purchase of Dinovite for dogs by using code DOG at Dinovite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over 1 million pets helped with Dinovite. know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Monday mornings at 8 on The Shaw and on the Civic Media app.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.